محمد ونسلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا هي القلب أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama kiram, brothers and elders, and especially our students, it is holidays. So we try to make those holidays into holy days. Very, very simple. You follow a pattern, a guideline. Those holidays will be transformed into holy days, barakah and blessing in your life. Today, inshallah, we touch on a very, very important topic. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that for each and every body, there is a piece of flesh. If that flesh is functional, if that piece of flesh is healthy and strong, the entire body will be healthy and strong. And if that piece of flesh is unhealthy, non-functional, it will affect the entire body. Ala hiya al-qalb, this is the heart of a mu'min. Today we have not realized the importance of this heart. Now before we continue, as an introduction, man, insan, is the most noblest, the greatest of Allah's makhluk. Is that correct? There is nothing greater on the universe that Allah Rabbul Izzat created than the creation of insan and man. What is the secret behind this honor, this dignity? Allah Rabbul Izzat in His infinite mercy did not deprive man of the capabilities, the istidad and the power of his ma'rifat. Allah did not deprive insan of the quality to recognize his creator. Because of this quality of ma'rifat, irfan, to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat, man has gained dignity and honor on this dunya to such an extent that at times man supersede the malaika. What is this? It is the sifat and the quality of ma'rifat to recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. This ma'rifat in the year after is a form of his najat. And Allah bestowed the quality of ma'rifat, the quality of recognition on the heart and the qalb of insan, not in his hands, not in his feet, not in his mind, but in his qalb. That is the reason it is so important that we must look after this qalb of ours. Taqwa, it's associated, it is related to the heart of a mu'min. Allah created our limbs, the purpose, the aim, the object and the function of every limb in the individual is to subserve Allah, is to be obedient unto Allah. The eyes, it must be subservient, it must serve Allah Rabbul Izzat. It must please Allah Rabbul Izzat. Your nose, it is there to serve Allah. Your ears, it is there to serve Allah Rabbul Izzat. The limbs, the hands, the feet, it is there to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This can only be possible if the heart is functional. Al-qalb, malikul jasad. The heart is the king of the limbs. The limbs are the slaves and the servants of that heart. Therefore, it is so important to protect and preserve and cleanse this heart. We should see that the heart at all times should be cleared from any obstacle preventing that nur and that ma'rifat to penetrate the heart. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah says, the heart is like a mirror. The greater the quality of the mirror, the greater the refraction, the greater the vision. The more clean, the more clearer that mirror is, the better the reflection, the better the vision. So therefore, to see that the heart must always be clean. There are signs and symptoms to show us whether the heart is healthy or strong. When the heart is healthy,
When the heart is functional, there are certain signs. What are the signs? A person's heart who is healthy and strong, you will find that individual will find great pleasure in pleasing Allah Rabbul Izzat. That's a sign of a healthy heart. He finds great enjoyment and sweetness in making the dhikr of Allah, in making tilawat of Quran, in spending time in serving Allah Rabbul Izzat. Be it zakah, be it sadaqah. That is a sign that heart of that mu'min is functional. That heart is healthy. And a sign of a heart that is sick, an ailing heart is, that mu'min, Allah forbid, he finds pleasure in displeasing Allah. He finds pleasure in ma'asiyat and sin. What is this? It is a sign that the heart is sick. And when that heart is sick, you need assistance. You need to go to somebody. You need to treat that heart. And when that heart is treated, what happens to that heart? You will find the heart reach a level and a stage. It finds great sweetness, great joy and entertainment in serving Allah and in pleasing Allah. Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala, they were out in jihad. Approximately 100 in this expedition, they were captured. Now don't forget, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the greatest of Allah's makhluq, the most powerful of insan on the universe, he went to jihad. Physically he fought, he sustained injuries. In the battle of Uhud, part of his tooth was martyred. His face was injured. So think, respected elders and brothers, we want to follow the beloved master. And we must pass this universe without any pain, any suffering. Hazrat Hamza radiallahu ta'ala, these are great giants of the universe. His body was mutilated. So the closer you get to Allah, the nearer you get to Allah, the stronger your iman is, the stronger the test and trials are. So nevertheless, these 100 sahabas, they were captured. Their commander, their amir, was a young person, very courageous, very brave, very handsome. So when they were taken captive, one of the Roman kings, the Christians, looked at this youngster and he said, looking at his capabilities, his courage, his strength, his ability as a commander, and this youngster was very, very attractive. He called him aside, and what did he say to him? I've only one daughter, and don't forget the Romans, their girls are very, very attractive, very good looking. You can have my daughter, and half of the kingdom you can have. The condition is, you got to forsake the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Give you 3 days to contemplate and think. We know Sahaba. A second was more than enough to decide. He said, leave alone 3 days, I decide here, within your court, in a split second. Never ever, ma taraktu deena Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The king said, well, I will teach you a lesson, the consequences of your defiance, you will pay the price. And he said, I'll prepare a pot, a container of boiling water. When it reaches the highest point of boiling, I will put you into that pot in front of the 100 mujahideen to test your iman and teach you a lesson. And they prepared this furnace and they put the pot on and the container, and as it boiled and it reached its climax, the sahaba was called and the king's men were taking him. What did we say? The sign of a healthy heart, a functional heart, is what? It finds great pleasure and enjoyment in serving Allah Rabbul Izzat. As they were taking this young boy towards the pot, he started crying. King's men went back and said, there was a change of mind, this boy is crying. The king called him and said, strange, where is Muhammad? Na'udhu billah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why are you crying? He did not answer. The king demanded an answer. And he said, I do not cry because I am going to be thrown into the pot.
There was one burning desire in my life I had. I cry day and night, Allah, that my life must be laid down. I want to sacrifice my life for your sake. The opportunity is here, Allah. I cry, you have only given me one life, Allah. How nice if you have bestowed upon me 101 lives. And I can put all those lives to please you, Allah. What is this? When the heart is functional, when the heart is healthy, when the heart is strong, it is throbbing with the ma'rifat of Allah. What do you find in that individual? The eyes become subservient. The ears become subservient. The limbs become subservient. Halawat and sweetness of the iman you taste. So a healthy heart, when we experience that, that we find enjoyment when we open the kalamullah. We find enjoyment when we make the dhikr of Allah. We find enjoyment when we come to the house of Allah. Make shukr to Allah, it is a sign of a healthy heart. But the moment the heart is inclined towards ma'asiyat, it finds pleasure in disobeying Allah. It finds pleasure in activities that are unhealthy. Then respected elders and brothers, that heart need treatment. Sahaba said, Qila ya Rasulullah, man khayrun nas, O Prophet of Allah, who is the best amongst us in society? فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنْ مَحْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ. Every mu'min that is مَحْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ. قِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا مَحْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ. What is the definition? What is the meaning of مَحْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ? فَقَالَ, the Holy Prophet said, هُوَ التَّقِي وَالنَّقِي الَّذِي لَيْسَ فِيهِ غِشٌ وَلَا غَدَرْ وَلَا غِلْ وَلَا حَسَدْ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ سَلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. He did not define مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ as a person who spends the entire night in ibadah, who performs the entire day in tilawat of Quran. What is the definition of this مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ? It is a heart that is filled with taqwa, a heart that is clean. What type of heart is that? لَيْسَ فِيهِ غِشٌ. That heart has no enmity. It has no hatred and malice against anybody. That heart has no deceit. That heart hasn't the quality of cheating and deceiving. When we are buying, when we are selling, that heart is clean and pure. It hasn't got the quality to deceive. To deceit in the transaction. It doesn't bear malice and hatred towards anybody. There is no jealousy in that heart. That is the heart that Allah and Allah's Rasul terms as a healthy and a strong heart. Now look at our hearts, respected elders and brothers. Question ourselves and ask ourselves. Your heart is in front of you. Do the eyes stay towards good things? Do the eyes stay towards evil things? What are the ears doing? Daily, what is the tongue saying? Where are these limbs going? What are they touching on? Where are these feet taking to me? What is this? These are signs and symptoms to show myself and you whether that heart, it is functional. قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ أَجْرَتْ. The Holy Prophet said, a mu'min's heart, it is clean, it is pure. فِيهِ سِرَاجٌ. There is a light in every mu'min's heart. يَزْحَرُ. From time to time, that nur will start growing in the heart of the mu'min. قَلْبُ الْكَافِرِ أَسْوَدٌ مَنْكُوسٌ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. A kafir's heart is what? It is dark, it is filled with zulmat, it is upside down, it is non-functional. That is the reason the ma'rifat of Allah does not penetrate the heart of the kafir. We look at the life of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, and we'll conclude on this inshallah. What did we say? When the heart is functional, when the heart is healthy, when it's strong, it finds great pleasure to lay down its life for the sake of Allah and Allah's Rasul. We look at the suffering of Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, all of you know. Umayyah bin Khalaf was his master. From morning till evening, he was persecuted. What did Bilal say? The sign of a healthy heart. Ahadun, faradun, samadun, la walida wa la walad. Rabbu samai wal qadai wal jibali wal shajar. Rabbi qadirun lahu jabini qad sajad. Ma taraktu dina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What was the reply of Bilal? In spite of all the persecution and the pain, what flowed from his heart? Allahu ahad. Samad Allah. There is none but you, Allah. You are alone. You are the Lord of the heavens and the earth, the mountains, the seas, Allah. My forehead is only made to bow in front of you, Allah. Umayya bin Khalaf, adhib hadha al-jasad. You can punish this body as much as you want. It will be reduced to nothing but atoms. But the ruh of Bilal, the heart of Bilal, is in the hands of Rabbul Izzat. Therefore, continue to punish me. What is this? A sign of a healthy heart. A sign of a strong heart. Now I say to my friends, when a person is physically sick, not spiritually, you got heart problems. What happens to that individual? He cannot walk properly. The cheeks are drooping. Short breath. That glow, that attractiveness in his face is no longer there. Spiritually, what will happen to us? The eyes will droop towards sin. The ears will droop towards sin. The tongue will droop towards sin. The limbs will droop towards sin. What is this? The effect of a heart that is sick. And don't forget, where does it start? لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ سِقَالَ وَسِقَالَةُ الْقَلْبِ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. Allah have given us the remedy and the treatment. For everything on the dunya, there is a polish, there is a treatment. And the treatment for the qalb is none other but the remembrance of Allah and the obedience of Allah. So therefore, when you're experiencing that the eyes are taking towards evil, the ears are going towards evil, the limbs are going towards evil, I am deceitful in my transaction, I am not honest on my word, what do? I go to somebody to assist me. I need assistance, I need help, I need treatment. May Allah give us tawfiq and guidance. May Allah grant us the tawfiq and the guidance to be bestowed with the sifat and the quality of ma'afriyat. Allah remove the obstacles that are in our heart, Allah. Cleanse our heart, Allah, from malice, from hatred, from jealousy. And Allah, that noor of that ilm, Allah, let it penetrate our hearts. Wa akhiru da'wana.